Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, cash cattle trade still remains generally limited going into the midweek session, but the tone has significantly changed over the past week, with feeders aggressively focusing on taking advantage of the market rally, both in futures and beef values over the past week to 10 days, and finally getting a portion of the recent spoils. Limited trade activity developed yesterday, with dress prices at $188, generally $3 higher than Monday's light trade, but nearly $13 ahead of last week's price levels. Asking price remained at $125 and higher on a live basis, and $190 and higher on a dress basis, and that's all in the north. If follow-through basis support is seen in live cattle futures, these could quickly be ratcheted higher. Although the hog futures continue to ratchet higher and help give support to the firmness to the entire livestock market, the intensity in the lean hog futures is less intense than cattle market moves. Now, after a softer overnight open, wheat markets have shaken losses to produce gains at all three exchanges. After a one-day correction, Chicago wheat futures are now challenging the February highs, which would open up upside back to the January highs. Paris milling wheat futures notched a double top at $198 a metric ton. That's a euro, a technical factor which will need to be monitored moving forward. Higher corn prices overnight, following through on yesterday's solid trade, spurred on by export talk amid firmer CIF corn bids. With ethanol production expected to plummet in coming weeks, it's a general belief export demand will need to surface to help compensate. The soy complex is mostly higher overnight as May soybeans attempt to close higher for a seventh consecutive session. In rather rapid fashion, May soybeans are challenging their 50-day moving average for the first time since mid-January. We're going to check all your futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
At the close yesterday, April live cattle was up 450, limit high 450, 106.15, June up 450, 97.02, April feeder cattle up 675, 130.07, May was up 675, 129.50, April hogs up 185, 66.42, May was up $2 at 65.87. Kansas City wheat, May up 1.25 yesterday, 490 and 3 quarters, July was up 2 cents, 495 and a quarter, Chicago wheat, May up a penny, 561 and a half, and July was down a half penny, 555 and a quarter. May corn up 3.75, 347 and a quarter. July was up 2.5 at 352. May soybeans up 2.75, 886 and 3 quarters. July was up 2 cents, 887 and a half. May cotton up 74 cents, 52.89. July up $1.47, 53.01. May crude down 33 cents, 23.68.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.